Women's resilience as a catalyst for organizational stability. CMA Shukla Bungsol, POSH trainer and consultant, Ghaziabad. Organizations operate in environments defined by volatility, uncertainty, and continuous disruption. Stability today is not resistance to change but the ability to adapt while maintaining coherence, trust, and sustained performance. This article argues that women's resilience expressed through relational intelligence, adaptive leadership, and ethical stewardship is a strategic resource for organizational stability. Moving beyond the idea of resilience as individual endurance, the article reframes women's resilience as an institutional capability that strengthens governance, culture, and long-term effectiveness. Introduction: Resilience beyond endurance. Resilience has become a defining leadership expectation. Yet in practice, it is often equated with silent endurance, absorbing pressure and sustaining performance without visible strain. For many women, this has translated into invisible labor and long-term exhaustion rather than sustainable success. Resilience must instead be understood as the capacity to sustain effectiveness while protecting human and organizational vitality. When defined this way, women's resilience is not merely a personal trait, it is a strategic organizational asset that enhances adaptability and long-term stability. Reframing resilience from toughness to sustainability. Traditional resilience models emphasize toughness and rapid recovery. In prolonged uncertainty, however, resilience is a dynamic process of adjustment, learning, and renewal. Sustainable resilience involves recognizing limits, making conscious trade-offs, seeking collaboration rather than self-sacrifice, embedding recovery and reflection into work, aligning performance with purpose and ethics. For women whose resilience is often expected rather than supported, this reframing shifts the narrative from endurance to sustainable contribution. Organizational resilience as a collective capability. Resilience at the organizational level is not the sum of individual strengths, it is embedded in systems, culture, and leadership practice. Organizations remain stable when they can absorb shocks, adapt, and maintain trust and coordination. Research in organizational resilience highlights that trust, psychological safety, ethical leadership, and shared meaning determine whether disruption produces fragmentation or learning. Leadership behaviors that foster inclusion, dialogue, and adaptability therefore become central to stability. Within this relational view of resilience, women's leadership contributions become strategically significant. Women's resilience in context. Women's resilience develops within structural realities such as gender bias, unequal access to power networks, and disproportionate emotional labor. While these conditions reflect inequality, the Capabilities developed in response adaptability. Relational intelligence, boundary management. Align closely with what contemporary organizations require under pressure. Recognizing this resilience should not romanticize adversity. Rather, it should prompt organizations to value and institutionalize these capabilities instead of relying on them informally. Core dimensions of women's resilience in organizations. 1. Emotional intelligence and psychological safety. Women leaders often demonstrate strong emotional awareness and relational sensitivity. These capabilities foster psychological safety, an essential condition for learning, innovation, and early problem detection during uncertainty. By encouraging dialogue and constructively addressing conflict, women leaders strengthen the relational fabric that keeps organizations coherent under strain. 2. Adaptive and transformational leadership. Participative decision-making, individualized consideration, and long-term orientation are leadership behaviors frequently associated with women leaders. These behaviors distribute responsibility, enhance engagement, and build collective problem-solving capacity, rather than relying solely on authority. Adaptive leadership mobilizes shared ownership, an essential foundation for dynamic stability. 3. Social capital and network building. Resilient organizations depend on trust-based networks. Women often act as organizational connectors through mentoring, cross-functional collaboration, and informal coordination. Such relational capital enables faster sense-making, coordinated responses, and collective coping during disruption. 4. Ethical orientation and crisis stewardship. Crisis moments test organizational values. Leadership decisions under pressure shape long-term trust and legitimacy. Women leaders frequently emphasize transparency, fairness, and human impact alongside performance considerations. This ethical stewardship preserves morale and social capital critical for maintaining stability during prolonged uncertainty. Organizational case example. 1. Microsoft's cultural renewal. A contemporary illustration of resilience as relational capability can be seen in the cultural transformation of Microsoft under CEO Satya Nadella. When Nadella assumed leadership in 2014, Microsoft faced stagnation and internal silos. A central pillar of the transformation was shifting from a know-it-all culture to a learn-it-all growth mindset. This shift emphasized empathy, collaboration, psychological safety, and continuous learning. Women leaders across Microsoft played visible roles in embedding inclusive leadership practices, strengthening cross-functional collaboration, and advancing ethical technology governance. The emphasis on empathy and growth mindset capabilities strongly aligned with resilience-oriented leadership contributed to renewed innovation, cultural cohesion, and sustained financial performance. Microsoft's experience illustrates that resilience-driven Leadership is not about individual toughness. It is about institutionalizing learning, inclusion, and ethical clarity to sustain stability during transformation. 2. Arundhati Bhattacharya, State Bank of India. SBI as the first female chairperson, 2013 to 2017. She took the helm of India's largest public sector bank during a time of high non-performing assets. Base. Her resilience in driving digitization and restructuring the bank's digital footprint, Yono app, brought stability and modernization to the bank. From individual resilience to organizational stability. Stability in contemporary organizations means remaining coherent while evolving. Women's resilience contributes to this dynamic stability by balancing performance demands with relational continuity. Research consistently links gender diverse leadership with stronger governance, improved risk management, and more sustainable outcomes. Organizations that embed resilience-oriented leadership into systems, not personalities, strengthen stability for all employees. Why women's resilience remains underutilized. Despite its value, women's resilience is often taken for granted, informally relied upon, undervalued in promotion systems, unmeasured in performance metrics, evaluation systems that privilege visibility and short-term results frequently overlook relational and sustainability-oriented leadership work. As a result, resilience remains person-dependent rather than institutionalized. Building resilient organizations through inclusive systems to leverage women's resilience strategically. Organizations must embed it structurally. 1. Leadership development and sponsorship. Explicitly value resilience competencies and address bias in advancement processes. 2. Sustainable work design. Flexible work, realistic workloads, and caregiving support protect leadership continuity and engagement. 3. Expanded performance metrics. Measure psychological safety, team cohesion, learning capacity, and well-being alongside financial indicators. Institutionalization transforms resilience from invisible labor into collective capability. Summary framework. The Women's Resilience Rightward Arrow Organizational Stability Model. Structural context. Gendered experiences, complexity, uncertainty. Downward arrow. Women's resilience capabilities. Emotional intelligence. Adaptive leadership. Social capital building. Ethical stewardship. Downward arrow. Institutional embedding. Inclusive leadership systems. Sponsorship and advancement equity. Sustainable work design. Expanded performance metrics. Downward arrow. Dynamic organizational stability. Trust and psychological safety. Coordinated adaptation. Ethical legitimacy. Sustained performance. Visual logic of the model. 1. Context creates capability. Women develop resilience navigating structural complexity. 2. Capability creates relational strength. Emotional intelligence, networks. Adaptability, ethics. Three systems determine impact, when embedded institutionally, these capabilities scale. Four, scaled resilience creates stability. Organizations adapt without losing coherence or trust. Conclusion. Women's resilience is not merely a personal virtue. It is a strategic organizational resource. When organizations shift from relying on women's endurance to institutionalizing resiliency-oriented leadership, they enhance adaptability, protect trust, and strengthen long-term stability. In an era defined by disruption, ethical complexity, and human interdependence, women's resilience is not peripheral to organizational effectiveness, it is foundational.